Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This Thursday, the Barnett Center on the campus of Northern State University is home to the South Dakota Boys Basketball Class B High School Tournament. SDPB's Gary Ellenbold is going to be courtside as your play-by-play announcer for these games, which are all broadcast on SDPB TV. He joins us now from the SDPB Vermilion Studios with a preview. Hey, Gary.
Lori, hi, welcome to Monday.
All right, I want to start talking a little bit about your time as a broadcaster for basketball and calling these games. How long have you been doing this? Take us back a little bit.
This will be the 11th season or state tournament coverage for my longtime broadcast partner and me, John Sieber. We got started, would have been the 2009 season. We had the Class A girls and boys tournaments in Watertown. And then we have been all over the state covering B-Tournament. In fact, when we get to our sixth broadcast, which would be the second game on Friday, the second game of the consolation round, Friday afternoon, that will be our 250th state tournament game broadcast. So I think it's safe to say we've been around the block a couple times.
Are you got a celebration planned? Do you just give yourselves a little high five under the table there, or how does that work?
Well, we might do that, or it'll come up somehow, and then we'll get off on some tangent about Tennessee or what can happen back in 1994 or who was related to whom or that kind of thing. So it'll come up. It's just, we have no idea where or how or what direction it'll go once it does. So I would suggest strongly, well, that you tune in anyway, but SDPB3, sdpb.org/basketball, or you can also listen on the SD.net app.
All right, so let's talk about what has changed in this State B Boys Tournament. What are some of the high points when we look at sort of the traditions and who's coming back multiple times? Give us a big picture. Where do you want to begin?
Let's begin with some of the traditions, and Aberdeen puts on an incredible tournament. So they have hosted the B tournament, which had been called the Big B throughout most of its history. They've hosted in Aberdeen at the Barnett Center for many a year now. They run a first-class tournament. They look forward to it every year. This is the only tournament in the 2019 race that is still separate. We had the B tournament over the weekend on the girls' side. That was won by DeSmet as they defeated Ethan by 10 in the state championship game. Aberdeen just puts on a tremendous performance along with the State High School Activities Association. The teams love being there. It's kind of a haul for a few of them up there in the northeast quarter of the state, but it's such a great venue there. And for the Class B kids, you know, they don't play in the bigger arenas in the state most of the time, with occasional time out for maybe the Lakota Nation Invitational in Rapid City, or maybe they play in the Corn Palace at the Hanson Classic or something like that. So they get a chance to play in a Division II college arena. Also get 10 more feet of floor because the high school regulation court's 84 feet and college and above is 94. So if you're a team that likes to run, you're going to have a little better time of things. You get 10 more feet to run toward the hoop. There are 5 participants returning from the 2018 field, and they finished 1 through 5 last year, as a matter of fact. Sully Buttes won it all. They are back thanks to their SODAC 16 win over Lemon, and then Clark Willow Lake, the runner-up last year, Bridgewater Emory, White River, and Timber Lake. White River, this is fascinating, and I don't know of another school in the state with this string, but the White River Tigers appearing in their 14th consecutive Class B Boys Tournament, Lori.
Wow. There must be quite a program there. Who's the head coach?
Eldon Marshall is his name. He's been around for about 16 seasons, also the athletic director at White River. And one thing I do want to ask him when I talk to him later in the week, you just wonder if it turns into an expectation that White River is going to go in the state tournament. And they are not in a weak division at all. There are some teams that have had some very good years, but run into White River, say, in the district final or some such, and don't have a chance to go. You might remember some of the teams from Ulrichs High School in the southwestern corner of the state back, you know, maybe 10, 11 years ago, maybe a little bit later than that. They had some outstanding basketball talent, but every year they would get within a game or two of state, have White River up next on the calendar. White River always finds a way to win. And that's when you really respect the job Eldon Marshall has done at White River. 14 consecutive state tournaments. He has to, you know, walk a fine line between this being, okay, ho-hum, another trip to Aberdeen, and saying, you know, we're going to win this thing, guys. And I think they will come out with all eight cylinders when they take on Viber Curley on Thursday. Can I tell you an interesting story about Viber Curley?
Yes, please.
Okay, would love to. The Viber Curley Cougars making their first trip to the state tournament in a few years. And this is going to show you how competitively balanced the B tournament is in 2019. Viber Curley has 18 wins, 2 losses in the regular season. One of the losses to a conference member and fellow state tournament participant, Bridgewater Emory. They were the number one team in the state for a few weeks during the regular season. Viber Curley is the number 8 seed coming into the tournament. So they play the number 1 seed White River in the first game on Thursday. They're going to come loaded. They're going to come in maybe with some things to prove, loaded for bear for that first game and beyond, and just have to play the game on Thursday at noon Central and see who comes out from that.
Gary, let me ask you a question about the 10 more feet of floor that you mentioned.
Sure.
Is that become an endurance problem for or a conditioning problem for any of the teams? How does that sort of play out as you watch them go through the tournament, or is it a non-issue?
It shouldn't be an issue by this time of the year because you do the conditioning drills for the better part of the season. It's going to favor a team that likes to run a little bit more. But if they have been paying attention and playing in practice and they've been doing a lot of things right if they got to the state tournament, but I don't think the 10 more feet will be a serious issue. What might be in a court like that is the shooting background, because on both sides of the Barnett Center, you have a lot of space between the basket and the wall. And so if you're in a smaller school where they don't have seating behind each basket, that can throw you off a little bit. Maybe it's more psychological than anything, but it's been known to provide a little bit of a tough go, at least in the first couple of quarters, maybe for some of the teams. But now 94 feet as opposed to 84, and these are 16, 17-year-old kids. So, yeah, I think they get used to it pretty quickly.
All right. So a coach like Eldon Marshall can also, with that experience, let them know ahead of time what they're going into. So you like that White River and Viber Curley game. And talk about some of the other teams. Sully Buttes won last year. Who are they playing this year? They're coming in at number 6 seed.
Sure. Sully Buttes is the number 6 seed, as you mentioned, and they will play a really good team from Clark Willow Lake. That has also been a machine at the state tournament since the Skylar Flatten days, 6 or 7 or 8 years ago. He is at South Dakota State right now. And they've got some great individual performers, Jacob Prouty, Micah and Stone Burke. Prouty, in fact, 2-time MVP of the Northeast Conference. So Sully Buttes, defending champion, in as the 6th seed. They had to wait a couple of days to get their opportunity to play their SODAC 16 game, and that was moved to Timber Lake. They were going to play it in Mobridge against Lemon, but because of the bad roads we had and Lemon had to call off school, they had some terribly treacherous roads. They moved that game to last Thursday in Timber Lake. Sully Buttes able to shake off the Cowboys. That was a 56-43 final score. So Sully Buttes won it last year. They're the 6th seed. They'll play the final game on Thursday evening. You've got Bridgewater Emory, who finished 3rd last year. White River, the 4th place position. And then Timber Lake, who is coming back. The Timber Lake Panthers from Northwest South Dakota. And traditionally, teams don't get a lot of press or ink or attention from that northwest corner of the state. Not a lot of media out there, and they kind of come in having to prove themselves, which they've certainly done coming in with the number 2 seed in the tournament. But they will have the opportunity to play in that first-round game. They'll be the 3rd game of the day and the 1st game on Thursday evening.
All right, that's Timberlake versus Bridgewater Emery. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. I'm your host, Lori Walsh. My guest, SDPB's Gary Ellenbolt, and we're previewing the 2019 Class B State Boys Basketball Tournament in Aberdeen. And you can tune in to Gary and John Sieber on SDPB TV3 and online at sdpb.org when it's tournament time. All right, who haven't we talked about? DeSmet and Jones County. Give us a little preview of that game, please.
Couple of teams that have not been to the state tournament in quite some time. DeSmet's girls, of course, winning the Class B title on the girls' side on Saturday night as they defeated Ethan. A little bit of trivia for you. If you're watching the games, you can bounce this off some of your friends as you watch. You know who one of the more famous alums of Jones County High School in Brno is?
I do not.
John Thune.
Well, there you go. I should have guessed that. If I had just taken a beat, I would have thought, did he play basketball for the team?
He did, and his dad was the coach. In fact, his dad is the namesake of the gym at Jones County High School in Myrtle because he was a longtime coach there, played basketball at the University of Minnesota, and Senator Thune always seems to find a way to get to the B tournament. So hopefully we can get him on the air on Thursday or Friday or something. We can talk a little bit about Jones County basketball. And he said he never got to a state tournament, and Jones County hasn't been there in a while. But they will take on a DeSmet team and two newcomers who were not in the field last year. And again, that will be the the second game. They will play the second game in the afternoon. They'll take on DeSmet. Again, Bridgewater Emery against Timberlake, and then Clark Willow Lake taking on Sully Buttes. Again, with five teams from last year coming into the tournament in 2019, this looks to be one of the more balanced Class B fields. And you can't go to sleep on Viberg Hurley, certainly. Don't let that eighth seed fool people, because the Cougars, Galen Schoenfeld, are going to come in. They had a nail-biter in their SODAC 16 game against Northwestern High School from up at Millette. That game was at the Corn Palace. Chase Mason hit a three-pointer very late in the game to give Viberg Hurley that win and send them into the battle with White River on Thursday.
All right, take us back to the SODAC 16 and some of those big games. How show me what the road to this tournament looks like for some of these teams.
We can do that. Okay, the what they do when they get to the SODAC 16 is you take the region winners. There are 16 regions, and 1 through 16 are paired up. So the top seed with the most power points, in this case, that would be White River, or seed points, I guess they're called in this sport. They had just a hair over 46. They took on Sanborn Central Woonsocket with 41 points. Now, of course, you've got to win as many games as you possibly can, but for the purpose of seed points, you have to play opponents who've had good records as well. So when Sanborn Central Woonsocket plays their various teams, they have to hope that they have enough wins, because all of that goes into their seed points. And that's basically a fairness issue, so that a team that is, you know, 16-4, for example, but has played teams with under 500 records that have lost more games than they won, they're not going to have a lower, or they're not going to have a higher seed points average than one of the teams that might have had a tougher schedule. So White River is number one. Timberlake was number two. They took on Woolsey Wessington, got the win by 13. Clark Willow Lake was against Del Rapids St. Mary. Jones County, the four seed, they'll be the four seed of the state tournament too, taking on Corsica Stickney in their SODAC 16 game. DeSmet defeated Potter County. That was a 5-12 matchup. Six seed Sully Buttes against number 11 Lemon. Bridgewater Emery took on Colombe, a fairly local matchup there. And again, Viberg Hurley, the eighth seed in the SODAC 16, they took on Northwestern. And when you have the seeds where the numbers are within one of each other, like the 4-5, for example, in an 18 bracket, then you're probably going to have the best game of the day, because they're going to have very evenly matched teams. Viberg Hurley, Northwestern proved that as the Cougars came up with the win over the Northwestern Wildcats. 55-52 was that final score. Told you about Chase Mason and the final shot. So using that formula, you have to think that the best game of the first round will be the 4 versus the 5. That'll be Jones County and DeSmet on Thursday afternoon. But everybody's seated. Everybody goes to neutral sites in the Class B tournament. That's why White River and Sanborn Central Woonsocket played at Riggs High School in Pier. Timberlake Woolsey Wessington, just to kind of cut down the travel on a school night, they played in Fort Pier at Stanley County High School. And a lot of games go on at the Corn Palace. Quite a few go on in Huron at the Huron Arena. Every once in a while, you see a game slip down in Yankton at the Summit Activity Center, which is the Yankton High School home floor.
All right. So are they all going to make it because of the weather? Have you, after calling, so many seasons, 11th season, there it is. Do you have teams not make it because of the weather? Have you had it canceled before? What are we looking for? It's March. You just got to get there.
Well, there's a tradition of state tournament blizzards, and I did a story on those a few years ago. And in fact, while I was preparing for that story, we were in a tournament in Watertown, and it was a Friday night. A very severe storm hit, and they basically closed the interstate so nobody could get back if they wanted to. The Winter High School Pep Band was the band of the day there. And they weren't going to try to get back to the southern part of the state from Watertown. So they were given access to the wrestling room, and they spent the night on the mats and then went back the next day. So they tend to not cancel the games because the teams usually get in there by late Tuesday or Wednesday. They have a practice session that goes on, and those 8 practice sessions start at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. And the High School Activities Association figures, and rightly, the players are here. It would be worse to just have them scattered about and on the road anywhere. So we'll go ahead and play the games. I have never seen a cancellation. Sometimes the schedule gets scrunched up a little bit, so they might have to play 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 games in the course of a day. Of course, they always play 4. But in the late 80s, it would have been, Vermilion High School had to play the semifinal game on a Saturday morning and then turn around to play the championship game a couple hours later on Saturday night. And they were able to get that done because of just an gosh-awful snowstorm that hit in Rapid City that was burying vehicles in the hotel parking lot. People were taking big poles and broomsticks and going down to the snow, waiting till they hit the middle of the car roof and figure, okay, there's a car there. It's very rare, but in the interest of safety, if the players are there and the teams are there, then they go ahead and have the tournament games.
Gary Allen Bolt has the call with John Sieber for the 2019 Class B State Boys Basketball Tournament from Northern State University campus. Tune in to SDPB-TV3 Thursday at noon Central for White River versus Viberg Hurley, Thursday at 1:45 Central, Jones County against DeSmet. Thursday at 6 Central, Timberlake takes on Bridgewater Emory. And Thursday at 7:45 Central, you've got Clark Willow Lake versus Sully Buttes. Gary Allen Bolt, thank you so much. Be safe.
Oh, glad to do it. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, okay?